All right, we're ready to get started with our week of preparation and ready for the Jets coming in here. Our motto is basically to respect every opponent, fear nobody. I got asked by the New York media about a little bit about their team and the spread. And those things mean nothing to us. It's about playing the game. It's about understanding the challenges that you face. It's about recognizing the talent in front of you, strengths and weaknesses, and going after them and preparing accordingly. So that's what we're about. That's how we'll approach the week. We're getting healthier. Hopefully we'll get a full week out of Conley. We'll see how that goes. That's probably the biggest question that you want to know. We'll see how the week goes with him, and then we'll know more as the week gets, as we get into the work week. So, questions.
What are some of those challenges that the Jets pose?
Well, I think they probably have one of the better fronts in the league. Their defensive front is as talented as any that we'll face. You know, they're very aggressive in their scheme. And, you know, the two safeties they drafted are, we think, really good football players. I know I liked them both, you know, grading them coming out of the draft. So, good players. You know, offensively, they've got two backs that are very good, very capable, have a history of doing good things in this league. And, you know, they've got one receiver that's a deep guy, and the other guy, Kirst, they got from Seattle, and he's their top target. So we've gone against McCown before. This is a guy that put up a lot of numbers, a lot of yardage when we played him when he was in Cleveland. He's got a lot of experience in the league. He's the kind of guy that we need to make sure we don't let get comfortable on us.
Your kicker named Special Teams Player of the Week. It's kind of an unusual story with him. You've got to talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we're trying to let him enjoy that, but at the same time, it's about going forward now, you know. So he got the award today. We're happy for him. I think, you know, you see those individual awards. They tend to show up when the team wins. Really proud of him for, you know, the grit and the perseverance and staying the course and continuing to believe. And, of course, he's really developed himself, you know, and is now getting a great opportunity. So I'm super proud of him. But, again, we're kind of told him, great job. Okay, now we're going forward. Next game.
Nicholas Morrow, when he played his season opener last year, the list of attendance was about 500.
Yeah.
It's closer to 70,000 on Sunday. Based on how he plays, is it easy to forget just where he comes from and how small this program he was at before this?
Yeah, I mean, stories like that are awesome part of our league. You know, guys come from different backgrounds, different experiences growing up. Obviously, you know, he hadn't even been in front of 1,000 people, much less 70,000. So, tremendous jump there, but you know, like everything, he's worked hard with the opportunities he's had. He's developed as a player. He's, you know, created a little bit of a role for himself, and he was called on to go in a key moment, and he didn't blink. He made a play for us that ended up being a huge play in the game.
Hey, Coach, that touchdown that Amari had, the way he bowled into the end zone.
Yeah.
Was that just a testament to his work in the offseason? And when was the last time you ever did you see a wide receiver?
I don't know. We've probably seen some bigger guys do that. Amari's, you know, he's got a lot of desire. He's got a lot of talent. He's working really hard. Wants to have a great year. And, you know, I think he stayed up and made a good move there toward the end zone. He got a little bit of help from his teammates.
That kind of play you kind of are used to see Marshawn make. Do you see Marshawn's presence rubbing off on guys like that?
Oh, I don't know if I'd be ready to say anything like that, but you know, I think he definitely brings a certain physicality, but I think Coop's going to be known more for his ability to run and separate and not so much running people over.
How much was Gary on chomping at the bit last week, just overall this whole process?
He's been chomping at the bit, so to speak. You know, last week he was a little disappointed that we weren't going to play him. But, you know, I assured him that I thought it was imperative for us to do the right thing by him. And when I felt he was ready, that we'll play him. And until then, I want him to just do what he can, practice as hard as he can, and prepare accordingly. And then, you know, we'll make the call when we think is right.
A full practice, why is that so significant for a young player who's missed so much time?
Well, it's a little different than Donald Penn, right? You know, Donald's got, you know, over a decade of experience starting. He's been in our system, you know. This is his third year now in our system, so it's a lot different than a guy coming in as a rookie and missing so much of camp. I think we just need to see more from him in terms of, you know, on the field, practicing full speed, and the conditioning level so he can protect himself and the effectiveness. We want him to play well. So those are all, you know, factors. And he's doing everything he needs to do.
Coach, Amari's obviously already been a really good player, but how big a jump did he make this season?
Well, you know, I think he's been pretty good the last couple of years, all right? You know, the biggest thing is for him is just to continue growing. He's a young player. And, you know, like I mentioned all the time, with our, we have young players that are really driven, that want to be special. They've got to work at it. They have the work ethic. That's the biggest thing. And then it's just time. Just time performing and playing at a high level.
When Khalil can be triple teams, still find a way to affect the quarterback, you know, and when Eddie's doing what he's doing and got Bruce in their head on the other side, you know, blitzing is one way to get to the quarterback. But having, as somebody said, for a pure four-man rush and what that affords your defense, what does that do when Khalil and those guys can just, on an even man front, get after the quarterback and affect the passer?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, if you can play coverage and still generate a tremendous rush, that's the optimal way. I think, you know, for us, without getting into a whole lot of strategy, I think, you know, you blitz when you want to, not because you have to.
Jack, what do you think will make Todd Downing a good offensive coordinator? I mean, the skill sets of quarterbacks, coach, offensive coordinator, sometimes are different. You obviously have confidence that he can do it.
Yeah.
What about him makes that a good fit?
I think he's got a good skill set, you know. I think he's got leadership qualities, and he's got organization. Got a good presence. So I think he's done a nice job, you know, but it's, you know, got a nice start. He went against a real legend of the game with LeBeau last week, and it doesn't slow down. You know, this week with Bowles and what they do, a lot of stuff coming at you. So there are challenges every week, you know, and as a staff and as a team, we're just looking to prepare the best we can.
When you're faced with a 4th-and-1 decision, you have the interior offensive line. You have Marshawn who can make a guy miss in the backfield and just be who he is after contact. How much of the way your offense is built factors into your decision? Because it seems like a luxury when you're facing that situation to have the personnel you have.
Well, it's still, there's a certain amount of risk involved. You know, we'll make the decisions. You know, I will make the decisions that make the most sense at that given time. You know, and there's not any. You know, I'm not going to make a proclamation because of the things you're talking about. I'm aware of some of those things. I'm also aware of the other team's abilities. So, you know, we'll make decisions that make sense for us, and then you live with them. You know, good or bad, you know, you move on.